We call this a co-viewing clique, a virtual living room, if you will. And there are fascinating dynamics at play. It's not one way. A piece of content, an event, causes someone to talk. They talk to other people. That drives tune-in behavior back into mass media. And you have these cycles that drive the overall behavior. Another example, very different. Another actual person in our database, and we're finding at least hundreds, if not thousands, of these. We've given this person a name. This is a pro-amateur or pro-am media critic who has this high fan-out rate. A lot of people are following this person, very influential, and they have a propensity to talk about what's on TV. So this person is a key link in connecting mass media and social media together. One last example from this data. Sometimes it's actually the piece of content that is special. So if we go and look at this piece of content, President Obama's State of the Union address from just a few weeks ago, and look at what we find in the same data set at the same scale, the engagement properties of this piece of content are truly remarkable. A nation exploding in conversation in real time in response to what's on the broadcast. And of course, through all of these lines are flowing unstructured language. We can X-ray and get a real-time pulse of a nation, real-time sense of the social reactions and the different circuits in the social graph being activated by content.